Somebody there, praise the Lord. I welcome everyone here tonight in Jesus' name. Everyone without exception. Our pastors from all churches, our ministers, great men of God and great women of God, our leaders, religious, political, and secular, I welcome everyone. And I believe you are here so that the Lord will reveal himself to you. He will bless you beyond your expectation. What you are asking, he will give. Beyond what you are asking, he will give you in Jesus' name. And for our own pastors, Depart Life pastors, leaders, workers, singers, ushers, everyone, I welcome you in Jesus' name. And the Lord brings out his revelation, he will bless you. And for those who are friends of Deeper Life, you've seen us from afar, you love us, we love you, and you are here tonight, the Lord shower his blessings upon you. Showers of blessing upon every life tonight. And your body will be lifted in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Father, we bless you and worship you, a great, gracious God who wants to bring us out of where we were unto his glory. We're asking your glory will shine forth into every life tonight in Jesus' name. We pray that nobody here will be a spectator. As you participate, the Lord pour the showers of blessings from heaven upon your life. And you'll have a testimony to give. Lord, do it in every life. Thank you, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Another good utter amen. God bless you, and God continue to bless you. Thank you. You can sit down. As you know, this is the great transformation GCK. Now, that word transformation also draws some other words with it. That is the word translation. And that's what we're majoring on tonight. Translate. When you are taken from one place to another place, translation. Yes, transportation. And when you speak a particular language, and that language is extended in another language, another dialect, translation is translated so that more of the blessing of God that you got in this language comes over to the other people through translation. And everything, whether we call it translation, or we call it transportation, or we call it transplantation, that you have a plant here, and the soil or the water, now the moisture is not supplying enough for it to grow, and you take it and you plant it in another place. Transplantation, all that, there will be growth. And tonight, everything connected with transformation the Lord will drop in your life. And this translation that I'm talking about tonight will take place in your life in Jesus' name. I'm talking to you tonight on the present gracious translation, the present one. There's another one in the future, but we're talking of the present gracious translation of kingdom citizens. I'm reading from Colossians chapter 1. I read from verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, fit, suitable to be partakers of the inheritance of saints on in light. Verse 13. In verse 13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness. Please note, he delivers us from the power of darkness, actually from the kingdom of darkness. And he says he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. There is the kingdom of darkness, and he translates us, he delivers us, he transports us, he transplants us, he takes us away from that kingdom of darkness, and now he brings us into the kingdom of his dear son. Then he tells us what goes along with that in verse 14. Verse 14, in whom we have. Not that we're going to have in the far future. Now, at the present time, in him, in Christ, in the Savior, in the one that died for you, died for me, died for us. In him, not outside him. He is the light of the world. Outside him, outside the light, all you have is darkness. He has his own kingdom, and in his kingdom, everyone that becomes a kingdom citizen, he grants you everything you ever desired, everything you could ever desire, everything you could ever wish for in your life will find in the kingdom of his dear son. And it says, in him in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, even the forgiveness of sins. That's what we're looking at tonight, the present gracious translation of kingdom citizens. And you can be, if you are not yet, you can be the kingdom citizen tonight. I said tonight, you can be his kingdom citizen. Amen. Better amen. An unforgettable utter amen. And when you become the kingdom citizen of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the Lord, then you have this gracious translation, this present translation that he gets you out of where you were, and he brings you to where you will never lack any good thing in your life in Jesus' name. Now, as I said, I'm going to concentrate on those verses I read to you, but I'll break them down so that you'll have a better understanding, and I pray your understanding will move you out of your past and move you into the present blessing of the Lord in Jesus' name. Number one is the darkness and transgressions in Satan's kingdom. Because that's what he moves us away from. He moves us away from Satan's kingdom. There is darkness in that kingdom you might not see. There is transgression in that kingdom. You may not know it, but the major things in the kingdom of Satan is darkness and transgression. You can mix them up in different colors. You can mix them up in different sizes, like the chemist, like the pharmacist will mix up this and that and produce another thing. All that you have in the kingdom of Satan, although they are mixed up and they come out with different colors, when you mix black and red, you have another color. They say it will give you brown. When you mix yellow and you mix that with white, it gives you another thing. When you mix those colors and you take this and that and you mix together, it produces another thing. If you did not know where it was mixed up, you will think this is a bright color, this is a dull color, this is a dark color. It came out of mixtures. The same thing, the darkness in his kingdom, the transgressions, different kinds of transgressions in his kingdom. You mix that up, it produces what the kingdom of Satan offers. Number two is the decision for transformation in the Son's kingdom. You have to make up your mind. You take a decision. You make a verdict. On the one hand, there is the kingdom of Satan. On the other hand, there is the kingdom of the Son, the perfect Son, the spotless Son, the begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, is King Jesus. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? He is King, and the King has his kingdom. A Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. He has a kingdom, the kingdom of the Son of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He has a kingdom, the kingdom of grace and the kingdom of power. All power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He has a kingdom, and the kingdom of the Son. You come to that kingdom by a decision. You make up your mind, and then it is that decision that translates you and transforms your life. Number three is the dominion after translation into the Savior's kingdom. The Savior, he saves you out of your past, out of your weakness. You have weakness, I'm sure you know. Don't tell me that you're so strong. Even if you were strong as Samson, you see that Samson, the man was strong, and that strong man had his weak point. They tied him, the rope couldn't disengage him from his power. The man was strong, and they shut the door, and the pillars were there, and the posts of the kingdom. He took the post. The man was strong, but he took not the gun, not the sword, and not another man that could push him down. He took the gentle, persistent voice of the weaker speechy to say, this and this tell me, this and that tell me, this and that tell me. And the strong man eventually released himself in the area where he was soft, where he was weak. So don't tell me I'm so strong that there is no weak spot in my life. Yes, there is, but it is when you come in touch with the King, the Savior. You come in touch with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. You come in touch with the Savior who is already establishing his kingdom. And he gets you out of that peculiar weakness in your life. And it brings you to a life of dominion by the translation that it does in your life. Number three is our dominion after translation into the Savior's kingdom. He gives us victory, dominion over sin. Gives us victory over sickness. Every sickness in your life tonight, you will have dominion. Yeah. You know, sometimes you see a man that has never cried, except when he couldn't remember, when he was very little, like a baby. But in his adult life, nothing so pains him to make him weep. But a terrible sickness comes, and the pain racks the bone, and the pain comes upon him, and we may not see him weep. The person closest to him sees him cry like a baby. Why? Because pain shows your area of weakness. And when that weakness is revealed, you don't have any power, you don't have any strength, you don't have any ability to come out of it. But when you make up your mind that the one who is King of Kings and the one who is Lord of Lords, he takes hold of your hand, he pulls you out of the kingdom of darkness. Tonight it will happen. And he gets you out of that kingdom of darkness, and he brings you into the light, into the dominion of the kingdom of the Savior. Every sickness in your life cancelled in Jesus' name. And all those demonic spirits that tormented your life, tonight you have come to the final point, no more. I want to announce you, the Egyptians, I don't mean the real Egyptians of the present day. We even have them singing to us in our GCK, not those ones. I mean the Egyptians of the past that wanted to drown your life in the Red Sea. I mean those Egyptians and the pain and the sickness and the evil things you see. Until today, you will see them no more forever in Jesus' name. Dominion. Dominion is victory. Dominion, that's triumph. Our dominion after translation into the Savior's kingdom. Look at number one. Number one, the darkness and transgressions in Satan's kingdom. I want you to look, if you have a Bible there, Revelation chapter 16. If you don't have a Bible, I'll read it to you. Revelation 16, I'm reading from verse 10. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, And look at this. His kingdom was full of darkness. The beast, that means the beast at heart. That means the beast in nature. Of course, that refers to Satan. That has the man. And he gives him the nature, the lifestyle, the character, the mind, the inner devil. That is Satan. And it says that very beast had a kingdom. Oh, we know he has a kingdom. How do you know that? When he came to Christ and he was bringing his temptation, he said, look at all the kingdoms of the world. The kingdom of magic, the kingdom of occultism, the kingdom of idolatry, the kingdom of the flesh, the kingdom of filthiness. Look at all the kingdoms, and the kingdoms of prosperity and power and gold and silver. All these kingdoms, he said, if you bow down, you have to bow down to him before he gives you what he has in his kingdom. And so we know that he has a kingdom. But it says very clearly, his kingdom was full of darkness, and they notch their tongues for pain. That's what he has in the kingdom, in his kingdom. Ultimately, whatever he gives, he might give you some, you know, mirage of life. Something that is not real. Something that does not give lasting, everlasting joy. Something that takes eternal life away from you. And he gives you a substitute. And you might think, this is good. No, there's nothing that comes from the devil that is good. Might camouflage, might deceive, might cajole you, might make you think as if this is good. He wraps his poison in beautiful wrappers, colorful wrappers, that you think this is great. Ultimately, that thing will show up. It's of darkness. And when he said, Christ, bow down to me, you don't have to go to the cross. I give you this free of charge right now. If you bow, if you worship me, you know, if you worship, you might come to church on Sunday. You might read the Bible in the open, but you have the things you rely on in the secret, occultic power, magical power, idolatrous power. You want this at all costs. You might even be religious. I want such large number in my local church. And you might bury something there. And then as those things are breeding worms, then they tell you, you know, the crowd you want will come. It's still of darkness. And if you don't make a decision to come out of such a thing, to repent and to turn, the latter end will be worse than the beginning. And so it says his kingdom was full of darkness, and they had pain. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm reading from verse 9. How you need to understand that if you're going to come into the kingdom of the Son of God, there is a decision you need to make. You need to come out of the kingdom of darkness. You need to come out of Satan's kingdom. Once again, let me tell you that you might not feel that this is darkness. In fact, when Jesus was here on earth, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious people of the day, they came to him. You know why they didn't accept the kingdom that he brought? You know why they didn't make up their mind they were going to repent? They thought they were already in the kingdom of God. And what Jesus said shocked them. I hope what I'm saying will not shock you, but what Jesus said shocked them. They said, we are of God. God is our Father. What are you talking about? You have a kingdom. You are bringing us to you. We already belong to the kingdom of God. And Jesus shocked them and he said, you have your father, the devil. What? Me, Pharisee? Me, Sadducee? Watch me. I read the Old Testament. I crammed, I memorized all those scriptures. And Jesus said, yes, you're your father, the devil. And the works of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. And when he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. Because he, the devil, is a liar and the father of all liars. And so, to start with, all liars belong to the kingdom of darkness. But today, you'll come out of that kingdom of darkness. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Stop there for a moment. The unrighteous are all in the kingdom of Satan. They're not in the kingdom of God. The person might appear all right in the public. The person might speak religious language. I guess if I were to come to you one by one, there is none of you that has not been to one church or the other. Maybe some of you have even been in deeper life. That's not the point. The point is, are you righteous? Are you unrighteous? The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The unrighteous is still in the kingdom of darkness. And then it goes on to say, it says that, be not deceived. Don't deceive yourself. And don't allow any man anywhere to deceive you, neither fornicators. That's the gift that Satan gives to the people in his kingdom. Fornication and idolaters, idolatry. He gives that to the people in his kingdom. That's how we know. No adulterers. What the difference between fornication and adultery? I think you know. The married man that goes to have a moral relationship, another man's wife, might be that by talking, might be by drugs, might be that by whatever the fellow goes off as senses, and they do that. It's the kingdom of Satan. And it says, defeminate the sissy. The people that are boys, but they like to, you know, act, dress, behave, look like ladies. No abusers of themselves with mankind. It says, they are not in the kingdom of the Son. We have to make a decision. Look at verse 10. In verse 10, no thieves, no covetous, no drunkards. A person might be drunk of the local alcohol or the foreign alcohol, the same thing. Drunkenness is drunkenness that makes a person to lose his senses. The fellow is drunk. And it's not just an occasional drunkenness, it's perpetual. And it says, no revilers, no extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Then it says in verse 11, it says, and such were some of you. Paul the apostle, you know, did not kind of cover his mouth before talking to the Corinthians and say, they won't like this, so I won't tell them. I'll tell them in a covert language. I'll tell them in a proverbial language. I'll tell them with an illustration so that they will not understand and they will not dislike me. No, Paul the apostle was not like that. And I guess if there are preachers, there are many preachers are here, I pray you are not like that in Jesus' name. Give me a good amen. And such, you Corinthians, filthy, still in the kingdom of Satan. You were like that, but ye are washed when you make up your mind, and you are making up your mind tonight. I said you are making up your mind tonight that you're coming out of that dark kingdom. You're coming out of Satan's kingdom and you turn away from all those things that pin you down in Satan's kingdom. You turn away from the things that identify you as a citizen of Satan's kingdom. Now you are washed, but ye are set apart. You are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The Lord wash us clean and white tonight in Jesus' name. But you know, you have to surrender yourself to the Lord to wash you. Just like children, come for a wash. Mama, I don't like washing. The sponge is too harsh on my body. You must surrender. You must give yourself. You must understand that this and this makes you to be a citizen of the kingdom of Satan. And the Lord is ready to wash you, ready to blot out your sin, ready to cleanse you, and ready to make you a new creature in Christ, so that all the dark things and all the transgressions, he takes them away from your life. He will wash us in Jesus' name. And he will set us apart for his glory in Jesus' name. And he will justify us when you transfer your sin, you transfer your transgression, you transfer all your personal, private, hidden deeds, to transfer that to the Lord and say, Lord, give me your righteousness. I give you my unrighteousness. Look at number two. That brings us to the decision. The decision for transformation in the Son's kingdom. You have to make up your mind. That's the challenge. Nicodemus, the challenge he had: except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. How can I be born again? I'm old now. Will I enter back into my mother's womb and be born Oh, Jesus said, we're not talking of physical birth. We're talking of spiritual birth. We're talking not being born of your mother the second time. We're talking of being born of the Spirit that renews your life. He turns your life around. He makes you to have a new life. If any man, any woman be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. It's the washing of the blood of the Lamb. It's the cleansing as you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he turns your life around and what you were. You are no more, because he makes a change. He makes a transformation. But you decide for that transformation so that you can be in the kingdom of the Son. It tells us in Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, made us suitable. You cannot make yourself suitable. Only he can make you suitable, which has made us fit. You cannot make yourself fit for heaven, no matter how you try. But my tears forever flow, and my zeal no respite, no. All these for sin cannot atone. Thou and thou alone must save. And he's here tonight. He will save us. Look at that. It says to make us fit and meet and suitable to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We have decided to quit darkness. We have decided to leave the kingdom of darkness, and we come to the kingdom of his Son in the light. And he makes us to have inheritance. Forgiveness, that's part of the inheritance. Freedom, that's part of the inheritance. Victory over all the weakness of the flesh, that is the inheritance. Triumph through the blood of the Lamb, the victory we have. And this is the victory that we have over the things of the world, even our faith. That the victory we're talking about, and it is the inheritance of the people that are now in the Son's kingdom. Look at verse 13. In verse 13, it says, who has delivered us? We cannot deliver ourselves. We might try and try and try. You cannot save yourself. The drowning man cannot rescue himself. Somebody has to come from outside and stretch forth the hand that is long enough to pick him up, take him up. That pitch or well of poisoned water, and it delivers us from the power of darkness. The power of darkness is too strong for any man. The power of the flesh is too strong for any man, any woman, for you to deliver yourself. It takes the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as you call upon him. And he has translated us. Who are they us? I said, who are they us? Say, he has translated me. Say that again. Truly, truly, if that is what you are expecting, say it with your heart. That's his specialty. Only he can do that. He has translated us, has translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son. He translates us. It takes us away from the kingdom of his dear son. That is how the great transformation takes place in our lives. And that's why we're here, for this crusade, that he will do such a gracious work in our hearts, in our lives, that he turns us around and he translates us, he delivers us out of the kingdom of Satan, of darkness, and he brings us into the kingdom of his dear son. And then in verse 14, he tells us what happens, in whom, in him, we have redemption through his blood. Not through money, through his blood. Not through donation that we make, through his blood. Not through my good works, not through your good works, through his blood. Not through my activities, you know, in life. I do this, I do that. They're good things, but that one does not give redemption. We have redemption. We have forgiveness. We have salvation through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. He'll forgive your sins today. Every sin that you repent of and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I thought I was there. I thought I was in the kingdom. But now I see that Christ, the King, has to come and take me out of where I was and bring me into his own kingdom. It tells us in Romans chapter 12, reading from verse 1. It says, I beseech you, therefore, I beg of you, I plead with you, brethren, by the mercies of God. That's how we're saved. The mercy of God, the love of God, the compassion of God. Because without his compassion, we merit judgment. Without his mercy, we merit condemnation. We've done enough for God to say, that's it, no more mercy. Sodom and Gomorrah, that's enough, no more mercy. And the things we've done in life, the places we've gone in life, and the evil that we've done, both privately and publicly, even though other people may not know, we've done enough to merit the judgment of God. Why it not for the mercy of God, the love of God, the compassion of God, it shall have thrown us away. And that's why the minister of the gospel is saying, I beg of you, I plead with you, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, plural, that ye present your bodies. Now you have to do that, a living sacrifice. Your body has been the deposit of all those things the devil wanted. He wanted works of the flesh, he gave you, you caught it and you went along. He wanted you for fornication, he threw it at you, you caught it, you went along. He wanted it to have drunkenness, you got it, you caught it, you went along. But now it says you must take yourself away from that and present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Look at verse 2. In verse 2 it says, and be not conformed to this world. You know, that's our problem. We copy and copy and conform. So-and-so did it, so-and-so is doing it, and we're conformed to them. Am I the first one? So-and-so, I even caught him telling a lie. And he told a lie with a smile. I caught him. And so since they do it with you, we conform. So and so commits fornication. It's not a hidden thing. So and so commits adultery. And he or she is a respected person in society. And we conform ourselves to them. So and so steals. And we know them. And so, and since they are popular, and since they are great men and great women in the world, we conform ourselves to them. So and so retaliates. And so, what's the big deal? They retaliate. I also retaliate. We're conformed to the world. But the Lord is saying that will not stand. In his kingdom, we have to make up our minds and decide, Lord, I give up all those things. I'll not continue in them. Show me your way. Show me your will. Declare to me your word, and I will follow. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. That's what the Lord is expecting, that you'll not be conformed more and more to this world. But look at this, be ye transformed. Transform, transform. That's what he wants. He wants transformation in our lives, transformation in our character. And when we take the decision, I leave the past, I come to the Savior. I repent of my evil. I come to the Lord. And we present ourselves before the Lord, all the things that made us conformed to the sinfulness of the world. We reject them. He says now, we're transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good. The goodness of God will come to your life tonight. You'll prove by personal experience what is good. Salvation is good. It will come to you tonight. Forgiveness is good. It will come to you tonight. Victory. Victory over everything that push you down in the past. Victory is good. That good victory will come to you tonight in Jesus' name. The grace of God and the love of God that passes understanding. You didn't think he could forgive you, but the love of God, that is good. That goodness of the love of God will come to you tonight in Jesus' name. An acceptable and the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God. Say a good amen. Amen. The will of God is that you are saved. And that perfect will of God, your salvation will be done tonight in Jesus' name. The will of God is that you are healed. And that every work of the devil in your life is totally destroyed. That's the will of God. It will be done tonight in Jesus' name. The leper came to Christ and he said, if thou wilt, if this is your will, you can make me clean. The man was a leper. And Jesus said, I will. It is the will of God that every leprosy, disease, skin disease will pass out of your life tonight. And maybe it's not skin disease, kidney disease. Your kidneys, if the will of God, you have a good functioning kidney, it will happen tonight. And the liver disease that you have, and the pancreas, everything on the inside that makes you so sick, sickly, you're almost dying, life will come today. In the will of God, that you are healed, that you are healthy, that you are in perfect health. And maybe at your age, you're already thinking of death. Death will pass over you. Say, I will not die now. Long life is the will of God for you. For me. Say it now. The perfect will of God will be given to you in Jesus' name. Maybe you've been having some dreams of late that you see dead people. They say, come, 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 come. And then you find yourself like you are dying, like they are burying you. And then you wake up and you say, am I going? Can I talk to you? You are not going yet. All that is dream. The power of God will cancel every bad dream, nightmare out of your life in Jesus' name. Because it is the perfect will of God that was saved, that you are delivered, that you are set free, that your yokes are broken, and that you have life and have it more abundantly. I said more abundantly. Look at number three now. Number three is the dominion. You have dominion. You have authority. You have power. And everything that comes against your life from the kingdom of darkness, the Lord will scatter them in Jesus' name. It is after the translation into the Savior's kingdom that you have that dominion. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Who has delivered us? As delivered us. I am delivered, praise the Lord. I am delivered, praise the Lord. I saw the picture of a particular man. He was in the prison, and on the window of that prison there are bars like this, vertical, and so you can see him from outside. He was holding on. I can see that picture now, holding on to the bars. He was still on the inside, but the government had set him free. He didn't read the papers. He didn't hear the announcement. He was still inside, holding the bars of his prison window. And the authorities have sent the letter of deliverance. They've given to the warders. They were looking for him. He was no more a prisoner, but he was still in the prison. And he was holding on. He didn't hear any other voice. He didn't see any other thing. There are many people like that. The note of authority of deliverance already in the hand of Christ has been submitted for your deliverance. And there are people like that are still holding on. I am weak. I cannot get out of here. You are out in Jesus' name. All you need to do is to hear the reading of the letter of authority that they brought already to the prison authorities, and they have mentioned your name, you are delivered. Amen. What is the person I'm talking about? Amen. Amen. I say amen for you. Amen. I rejoice for you. Everything that binds you is broken tonight. Every chain that holds you down is broken tonight. All the condemnation, all the guilt, everything that pinned you down in the prison, you are released tonight in Jesus' name. Because he has delivered us, and he has delivered me. He has delivered me. And eventually, that man I spoke about, the prison warders, they were looking for him. shouting his name. He was still holding this bar and looking outside. He thought, that's what I can see, because we're all here inside. We cannot see anything beautiful. And was peeping through those iron things until he heard his name. And he looked back. We've been looking for you. Angels of God, they've been looking for you. And thank God you came to the point of deliverance tonight. And they said, are you Mr. So-and-so? Yes, I am. Look at this letter. You're free. For him, it was unbelievable. And he stood there dazed, confused. What am I going to do? And you know, even though he was free, it's not the feet of the waters that will work out for him. He will have to use his own feet to walk out. And he spoke to him and showed him, yes, you are. We even heard it over the radio. Apart from what we hold in the hand, you're hearing it over the media that your deliverance had been settled. Amen. Your salvation already settled. Amen. And your healing is already settled. Amen. Who has delivered us? I am delivered in Jesus' name. And that man with his own feet walked out. And you with your own feet, by faith, you'll walk out. Sin will no more have dominion over you. Sickness will no more have dominion over you. Evil spirit will not have dominion over you. The curse of the law will no more have dominion over you. Why? He has delivered us from the power of darkness, and he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Any amen waiting there? Can I explain to you that word, he has translated us? There was, you know, a man. In fact, I know more than one man, but let me just give you a man. And he was here in our country. In our country here, he had got married. And, you know, the people that held him down, power beyond him, they saw him, and he himself saw them. I'm telling you a true story, that he will never have any child. And he actually saw me. And eventually, you know, as we, you know, talked and we looked at the scriptures together, I gave him an illustration, which I'm going to give you now. I said, take a man who has committed a crime here, and the police people, they are chasing him, and they were threatening him, you'll not get out of this. And the man got a passport and he got a visa and he traveled out. And the police people here, they didn't have the power to go and meet him there and arrest him there. He was free. And you're free. Amen. And I said, you know, all these powers that hinder you here with their dark power, when you are over there, they'll never be able to touch you. He accepted what I said. He traveled out. As he traveled out, it didn't take a year or two, he began to have children. Because the powers over here that saw him every day, threatened him every day, appeared to him every day, where is he? Where is he? He is gone. And I'm talking about you tonight. Where is he? You are gone. Where is she? You are gone. You are translated from this kingdom of darkness, and you are translated to the kingdom of his dear son. They'll never touch your life again. They cannot touch your life. To touch your life, they have to find where you are now. You are now in the kingdom. And they have, if they're going to touch you, they have to come to the kingdom where you are. And once they cross over and they come into the kingdom where you are, they will lose their power. They'll never torment your life anymore. Your forgiveness is guaranteed right now. Your salvation is guaranteed right now. And your joy, your happiness is guaranteed right now. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. If I knew your name, I'll put your name with that whosoever. You know your name, put your name there now. Whosoever. Mention your name, mention your name. Whosoever shall call on the Lord shall be saved. Tonight you are saved. Tonight you are forgiven. Tonight you come out of the kingdom of darkness and you come to the kingdom of his dear son. The blood of Jesus will wash all your past sins away. It will give you new life. And you're sick, the Lord tonight will heal you. You have dominion tonight. Am I talking to somebody out there? You are, God bless you. You are the one I've been talking to. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You're coming out of the kingdom of darkness. Your freedom has been purchased and announced. And your deliverance, your salvation has been purchased and announced. But you have to walk out of that prison, of that dungeon by yourself. The warder, the preacher cannot do it for you. You have to do it by yourself. And so if you're coming out of darkness, you're coming out of the kingdom of the devil. You're coming out of the evil that has bound you in the kingdom of Satan. You're coming out now, wherever you are, you raise up your hand. You're coming out of that fornication. You're coming out of that adultery. You're coming out of idol worship. You're coming out of occultism. You're coming out of immorality of all kinds. You're coming out of drunkenness. You're coming out of the works of the flesh. You're coming out of conformity to the people of the world. Say, Lord, I decide today, I make up my mind. I come out of those things that have kept me in the kingdom of darkness. And I come into the kingdom of his dear son. You raise up your hand wherever you are. Here, at the Alpha location, and there, anywhere you are. Make up your mind. The devil cannot stop your salvation. As you give yourself completely, unreservedly unto the Lord. A decision. To come into the kingdom of his dear son. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. You have that life right now. You raise up your hand. If you are raising up your hand, you will stand up. Raising up your hand, you will stand up. God bless you there. You're saying, I know I cannot walk with the feet of the pastor, the evangelist, the preacher. to get me out of that dungeon. I have to walk out by my feet, by my faith. I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe he has delivered me from the power of darkness. I believe he has paid fully for my salvation. Lord Jesus, I come. I come. I come. Raise up your hand, you stand up. Tell the Lord as you are raising up your hand, as you are standing up, oh Lord, I come out of my sin. I come out of all the bad, evil things I've been doing. I come out of all the occultism, all the magic and everything of the devil. I come out. I come out of the works of the flesh that will hinder me from getting to the kingdom of God. Come. Lord, I believe that Christ died for me. Thank you, Lord. You took my shame. You took my guilt. You took my punishment. You took all the condemnation. And you give me salvation, freedom, forgiveness. Lord, by faith I receive. Tell him. He has answered your prayer. I said, he has answered your prayer. Yes. Father, God of love, God of grace, God of compassion, we thank you that whosoever will call on the name of the Lord, you'll not reject any. Lord, I pray, according to your promise, forgive all their sins in Jesus' name. Give them your salvation and the deliverance that you have already purchased to deliver everyone who believes from the darkness of Satan's kingdom. Lord, grant everyone that forgiveness and that deliverance in Jesus' name. Grant them the assurance of salvation. Grant them the peace in salvation. Grant them the joy of your salvation. And grant them the victory that comes along with your salvation. Thank you, Lord. We know you have answered. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. Keep on standing. Our officiating minister is supposed to do this. We'll come out now and lead us this time as our counselors are with you. Keep on standing until they handle your situation.
Praise the Lord. Congratulations to those who have given their life to Christ. You have taken a great decision and the best decision in life. We want our counselors to see them, take their data, names, phone numbers, and the correct address of their homes. It's a great decision. It's a wonderful decision. You have come to the family of God. You have left the kingdom of darkness. You are now in the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of his dear son. You will not go back. I say you will not go back. Give them your correct name, address, and phone number. If no one is attending to you, raise up your hand properly, and someone will come to you. Let our counselors move towards the back. Let's write their names clearly, preferably in capital letters. Let's do it carefully, correctly, so that there be no ambiguity. Check up the phone number they gave you, whether the numbers are correct. As you are there, don't forget, tonight is night of divine intervention. You are waiting, you are expecting. Let our counselors move fast to all the areas in the crusade ground. If no one is attending to you, raise up your hand and the nearby counselor will attend to you. Let's move around. We have finished from one area, move to the next area so that we can cover the ground. No one should be neglected, no one should be left uncared for. If you are finished in your area, by my left-hand side, you will show by waving the flag up. In the center, at the right-hand side, and at the far back. No one should be left unattended to. Don't forget, miracle prayer will follow after now, and you will receive your miracle. I cannot see any flag raised. That's the indication that we have not finished in our section. When you finish in your area, raise the flag, wave the flag, I will know that you have completed your section. By my left-hand side, if you have finished, let the supervisor there raise the flag if they have finished. At the center here, in front and at the back, if you have finished, let the flag be raised clearly, so that we can know you are finished. Names, address, phone number, written clearly. That's all you need. The supervisors are not responding to raising of the flag. If there's no flag to raise, you can raise your hand or, okay, I can see by my left hand, yes. By my left hand side, they are finished there at the back, at the center. Supervisor there. At my right hand side. Can I see your flag if you are finished? Okay, I can see the flag over there. Thank you. God bless you. At the center. I think they are finished because the counselors are moving away from that area. Be getting ready. Be getting ready for your miracle. Okay, at the center, can I see the flag now? I think somebody is trying to raise something. Center at the back. Okay, I can see the flag now. Be getting ready. Our Father and the Lord will soon come and pray for us. You are expecting your divine intervention.
Amen.
Yeah.
I am ready.
I am ready.
You receive in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Remember, he has delivered us. Say that for yourself. Already, the notice has been given from heaven that you are healed, that you are delivered. It's for you now to stretch forth the hand of faith and receive. And you will not go back home with your sickness, with your pain, with any disease, because he has delivered you from the power of darkness and from the power of disease and from the power of Satan and from the power of the curse. Your yokes are broken. And so you raise up your hand. You need healing. You need deliverance. And you lay the other hand on yourself. And at the final amen, that means it is done. And you will check up yourself. And as you see the healing, you'll come out to your right hand side out here. You'll be given chance to give your testimony. And when you come out of the wheelchair, you'll walk out without the wheelchair. When you drop the crutches, you'll walk out without the crutches. And if you were blind and somebody had been leading you and guiding you to take you here and there, you'll come out by yourself. Your blind eyes will see. You brought any deaf or dumb, their ears will be open. Miracle upon your life. Miracle upon your friend. Miracle upon your wife, your husband, your child, your parent, upon everyone here tonight. Utter amen. Raise up that hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. Don't be a spectator, be a partaker. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you because we know our healing is already guaranteed. You have delivered everyone. And so, Lord, I pray everything that might appear to bite anyone, loose them. Set them free. And let them go healed in Jesus' name. The hand of the devil in your brain, in your head, I knock that hand off in Jesus' name. The bandage of the devil blindfolding you, making you blind, I remove that bandage right now. Blind eyes be opened in Jesus' name. And the chains that bind your legs, that they are paralyzed, you have arthritis, I remove that chain right now. Those who are lame, I send forth the power of the Lord upon you. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. The withered hand, you couldn't trace the hand, you couldn't move the hand. I bring strength upon your hands right now. Stretch it forth in the power of the Lord in Jesus' name. That deadly disease, they said it has come to stage 3, stage 4, or final stage. Right now, I pray that disease be taken away from your body in Jesus' name. The pain, the symptoms of that disease, I clear everything out of your body right now in Jesus' name. Sickle cell anemia, I pray that now your blood system, blood group will be totally changed. And the pain, the sickness, be healed in Jesus' name. The kidney that is failing, and he said you have to go for dialysis, this and that, I pray there will be a new life in your kidney. Reviving in your kidney. Let your kidneys come alive in Jesus' name. Every form of sickness, every form of disease in your body, whether we have mentioned them or not, I command now, come out of their body in Jesus' name. Let the bodies of everyone come alive. Pain gone. Disease gone. Illness gone. Lord, I pray that you answer the prayer of everyone. Those who are wheelchair, I pray, Lord, you strengthen their backbone. Strengthen their joints. Strengthen their bone. I pray that the strength of the Lord will come into you right now. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Your deaf ears are open. Your tied tongues are loosed. Your blind eyes have now been healed. Open your eyes and begin to see. All the noise of the devil you have been hearing, I clear them away from your hearing right now. Lord, I pray, miracle for everyone. Healing for everyone. Victory for everyone. Dominion for everyone. Break every negative, evil power from every life. Thank you, Lord. It is done. Thank you, Lord. It is done. He has delivered us. He has delivered you.
Amen.
He has delivered you.
Amen.
The sickness is no more there. You are healed.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
Free.
Amen.
Free.
Amen.
Demonstrate that healing and do what you could not do before. The power of God abides on you right now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.